In the Knesset, Israel's parliament, I meet 30-year-old Stav Shafir, Israel's youngest female member of parliament and known for her socioeconomic and justice views. With conflict in the region, I ask her if there are any lessons left from the Holocaust that can remind humanity of its humanity.
I remember sitting a few months ago with a bunch of German members of parliament who came for a visit in Israel, and they said, it looks like there is no chance for you to ever solve the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. And I looked at them and I started laughing, because thinking that we can sit here, Israeli and German members of parliament, to be in such close relationships and with very positive cooperation and relationships, it tells us that a lot of things can change.
Imagine entire population of large cities, all taken out and shot, exterminated in cold blood.
In a Jerusalem suburb, I meet Dr. Michael Kagan, an inventor and author, and also son of a Holocaust survivor. 70 years and three generations on, I ask him if scars of trauma can still be felt in Israeli society.
This trauma people are scratching at all the time and trying to... And it's not healthy for us. Not healthy. Because we can't live normal lives. We have to deal with the trauma. Because that's what's happening here. We're all everywhere. Traumatizing ourselves again and again with the trauma of the trauma. Very unhealthy. I would like that Holocaust memorialization and all the work around the Holocaust is done to heal and not to create more trauma. Tremendous healing has to happen.
One of the ways healing may be achieved is through education, documentation and commemoration. At the Yad Vashem Museum, Israel's memorial to victims of the Holocaust, I meet Eva Lutkevich, who works in the commemoration department. Eva explains how technology is used to safeguard Holocaust history.
They've actually made this way of looking for the names in many different versions of the name. Personal names. Yosef could be Yusuf and Joseph and Joe. And there were many, many different mismatches. And sometimes you would have double or three names and one repository of names because of these things, which does not happen anymore, thanks to this new technology that was actually invented here for the specific purpose of the Hall of Names.
With the Yad Vashem safeguarding Holocaust memorialization for future generations, Stav Shafir shares her thoughts on how the memory of the Holocaust can be used as a tool for change in contemporary society and politics.
What I try to take from the trauma of the Holocaust is the stories of courage that we saw. Courage on the two sides, courage on the side of the Jews. And I look at the other side, people who came from the German side or from the European side, put a lot of effort and sacrifice into saving people's lives. And I look at these heroic stories and I know that people can act differently.
With past sacrifices of 70 years ago and present fragility in a region, I ask Yair Liebel, a 27-year-old who works in education, what lessons have been learned from the Holocaust and can act as a warning to future generations.
There's a saying, if life brings you a lesson and you're not willing to take it, they will give it to you again. And again, and again, till you finally accept it. But we do have daily small Holocaust lessons. And you can see it in Israel, and you can see it all around the world. And you can see men that believe that they can change the world with fear and terrorism. Like 70 years ago, like probably 70 years from now. And we will meet them again and again and again, till we'll learn to deal with our pain in our past and our present differently.
With life in camps unknown to the outside world, planet Auschwitz wasn't on another world. Philip Warwick for RFI in Jerusalem.